Mine was Survival of the Fittest.
Oh, it was their second single.
I love that that horn in there. I love the horn in that one.
The horn, the
heavy.
Snap. Yeah.
Next going on, Give Up the Goods with Big Noi.
That's my favorite song on the album, man. Yeah. Next to Temperature Rising, actually. That's another one, too, man.
The Temperature's Rising. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And then we went in on to Eye for an Eye.
Uh-huh.
That one featuring Nas and Raekwon.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I think.
For an eye. Yeah. As time goes by, that shit was crazy, bro.
That's dope.
I remember when I was battling Wales, man. You know, we came he had some weird song, but yo, man, when we came out, bro, we had that song in the back, man. This shit, man, niggas was losing their mind, bro.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, that was the arena music, man. That was our entrance music, you know?
Mm.
You know? And yeah, man, the thing about Mobb Deep is that they were really good at painting the picture of their environment. You really felt like you was down on the 41st side, you know what I mean? Sitting on the project benches with them, you know what I mean? Sipping 40s and all that, you know what I mean? Like, really, they really brought you to their environment,
mm-hmm.
which I really appreciate because, you know, artistry, being able to create that mental picture in the mind, you know, for somebody else to see it and feel it, that's true artistry.
Indeed. I love it, man. Heavy stuff. Indeed. And you know, the boom bap drums always coming through at the Boom Bap Syndicate. You Absolutely. Hear that. Boom, Absolutely. Boom, bap with the heavy kick. That's what we respect. That's what we expect. That's what I expect at this point, man. Bring the heat. I'm cool with all the other hip hop. You know, the trap, the other type beats.
I'm saying
this is where we at. It's where we at, the Boom Bap Syndicate. Raw and unfiltered. Remember, you heard it nowhere else but the Boom Bap Syndicate.
Indeed.
Who's playing this stuff on the radio, man?
Nobody.
So moving forward, we got a going into an interview. Documentary.
Uh-huh.
A documentary about Mobb Deep. Mm-hmm. It's called The Infamous Documentary.
Uh-huh.
You know, showing their come up and actually, you know, you could get visuals of where they came from and who they are. You know, you can see what they look like if you've never seen these members too.
Uh-huh.
And hear them share their story. Hey, who else is doing this, Hardbody?
Nobody, God. Nobody.
Come on.
We the ones. Originators, man. Who is the original man? Answer, the original man is the Asiatic black man, the maker and the owner. That's it, man. That's all you need to know.
Alright, so let's get into this interview.
Let's go.
Go.
Good music, you can't stop it. No matter what, if you got good music, if you got the songs, it's gonna eat right through all that bullshit like acid, and that shit is gonna shine. This is the music business, you know what I mean? It's not about nothing else but your music. All people wanna know is what kind of songs can you make, you know what I'm saying? As long as you're making good music that feeds the people, that's all they care about at the end of the day.
There's a war going on outside, no man is safe from. You could run, but you can't hide forever from these streets that we done took. You walking with your head down, scared to look. You shook, cause ain't no such things as halfway crooks. They never around when the beef cooks in my part of town. It's similar to Vietnam. Now we all grown up and old and beyond the cops' control. They better.
Mobb Deep. Well, our story is unique. It's just all our experiences that we've been through. It's not normal.
You have to paint a picture for somebody to actually see it. I'm taking experiences that was happening, you know, around me at the time. Dudes getting robbed, shot, you know what I'm saying? Selling little drugs here and there, drinking.
New York is the Empire State. This is the front line. You oversaturated in this one little area. That's what makes New York so crazy. New York will force the best to come out of you or force you to fold up.
There's New York, there's New York City, there's Queens, there's Queensbridge, and then there's the size of Queensbridge.
Queensbridge, you know, is the biggest project in America and the world. It's bound to just be the cradle of creativity.
If you're a hip-hop fan, you're ultimately going to go back to Queensbridge.
The
thing that I had as a plus on my side was actually being from Queensbridge. There was a history of MCs coming out of that one project. The ratio of MCs that came out of there compared to New York City was just like ridiculous.
You think like it's some playground where there's like at the daycare you're learning how to drop 64 bars.
Just for some reason, the rappers that come out of there are just so ill. It's just a long list of MCs that represent Queensbridge.
Me and P met back in 1989.
Yeah, me and I met the high school on design in Manhattan.
I used to see P around in the hallways, you know what I'm saying? And he used to have on, you know, the truck jewelry and all that. But back then he was called the Golden Child, you know what I'm saying? Because he had the high flat top. It was crazy. He was a little, like an interesting figure. Come to find out, we both had the same interest in rhyming.
I really liked his rhyme style. We started hanging out and took him to his neighborhood. I took him around my way and we started getting real cool. We started making demo songs together while we were in school. We used to cut out and go to Coney Island to the studio we used in Brooklyn. He made like maybe like 50 to 60 songs, you know what I mean, real quick.
Like the way that we clicked, you know what I'm saying? It was like a no-brainer, like, yo, we might as well just make a group.
I had a demo deal. I was signing Jive Records at the time.
I went with Prodigy up to Jive Records. They gave him a little room set up and all of that.
They wasn't interested in dealing with me in half. They just wanted me, so I was like, listen, I'm out of here. I walked away from that deal. Start over.
We just took all the necessary steps we felt that we needed to take to get a record deal.
Go around to the labels, and you know, one of our favorite labels was Def Jam. It was the biggest and best label at that time. We would stand outside in front of Def Jam because we couldn't go in, and we would just wait to see artists come out.
I remember hearing Havoc tell the story that when they were outside hustling their demo, Q-Tip came out of Def Jam, was the only rapper that, you know, that they recognized, who was like, yeah, I'll listen to your tape.
Boom, Q-Tip, and now we inside of Rush Management.
We started going to all the industry parties. We started getting invited out.
And everybody's like, oh, yo, these little dudes is dope, you know what I'm saying?
We started knowing a lot of people in the music industry. We started meeting a lot of people. We had met this dude named Matty C. So we played our demo for Matty.
They came, must have been at least 10, 15 deep into the Source offices, sat down, played a couple of songs. You know, I was stuck immediately. I remember lines from the first demo they played me. P had a line that said, baby Grand Pooba, little Rick the Ruler. And in my pocket is a crazy fat bag of Buddha.
Matty basically has some connections over there at 4th and Broadway.
Next thing you know, we on 4th and Broadway. Cool. We was mad young. People just threw us around, lawyers, accountants, and was telling us what to do. And
well, unfortunately, there's always this constant conflict between the creative side and the business side.
We didn't know. We thought that was what, you know, what you do when you get a record company. Oh, you go over here, you do that. You try to make this kind of record and to please them. And, you know, we kids, so we did it.
When we was working on Juvenile Hell, we didn't master our sound yet. The things that were on our mind was the childish things, you know what I mean? Money, sex, drugs, just having fun and wanting to be a celebrity without knowing what it takes to really accomplish that goal and keep it.
The first album, Juvenile Hell, it didn't really resonate with fans too much. Unless you were a really, really deep hip-hop fan, it came and went and you might not have known.
I can tell you that in my hood, I kind of felt that kind of like pushback because they seen that we came out with, you know, Juvenile Hell, it ain't work. And you know, people like to look at you and be like, huh, like, yeah, whatever, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, you're trying to rap or whatever. Tell me how that feel. You know what I'm saying? That's like going to school with holes in your shoes. You know what I'm saying? And everybody like, ha, look at you. You know, and you just was wearing Gucci's last week. You know what I'm saying?
So we got dropped and reality hit us. Like a ton of bricks.
Record tanks, you know what I'm saying? Record don't do nothing. Now backs is against the wall.
It didn't feel like the party was over. It felt like we got kicked out the party, and now we got to fight to get back in this motherfucker.
Yeah, boom, boom, boom. Oh, man. I love the come-up story.
The come-up story.
The rising story.
Oh, man. This docu is, like, hella refined, right? Yeah. You know what I mean? Because I've seen many different documentaries, man, and you know, like they said, right? Juvenile Hell was real juvenile. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And, you know, it didn't do that well, right?
Yeah.
And they come back with the Infamous, which is, it's known as one of the best albums ever.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So.
Yeah, that shows you.
It does, man.
Mm-hmm. Wisdom.
The victory, right? And don't give up on your dream, right?
You experiment and you experiment again.
Yeah.
Even after you fail.
Indeed. Indeed.
Or you don't get the, not fail, you just don't get the desired outcome.
Exactly.
You know, there is no failing.
Yeah, it's not a failure.
It's an experiment.
It's an experiment. And it's an experience. And you know, willfully, you learn from your experiences. And you know, it looks like, you know, they learn from their experiences, right? Because, I mean, look, we're here doing a tribute on Mobb Deep.
Indeed.
You know what I'm saying?
Very respected, revered artists.
You know?
Of today's game.
So,
uh-huh.
You know, peace be upon Prodigy. Indeed. And let's get into some more of the music, man.
Yeah.
I know that these next joints is off of the Murder Music album, which was their third album. I love the mob, man. I grew up on a lot of Mobb Deep, bro. Like a lot, all day, 24/7, you know what I mean? So, yeah, man, let's get it popping, baby. The Boom Bap Syndicate. Remember where you heard it first, man. It's your host, Hard Body Dreams and King Wise, man. We gonna get it popping, man.
Let's get it.
Let's go.
Yeah, yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. That true shit, true shit. That shit that make me feel shit. Feel shit. To all my niggas and my bitches. Yeah. Check it. Uh-huh. 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 It's kinda bug how I doze sometimes. Know they staring, brain feel like a wheel lost without the ball bearing. Stuck, contemplating who I can trust. But like, yeah, you win the bill, my feelings just get crushed. That's why I stick with my thuns, like I stick with the guns. Don't get mad, rip your hunt, concentrate on my funds. Lift heavy gas concealed by my waist. Never get patted down when I step into place. Jig it up, scope the spot, confirm beef if it's not. Rally up after this, get followed straight to the crib. Gym star, double-edged, apply pressure. Shave them down, blow marks, intruding through your mecca. Wanna be a thug, now you got the thug look. Stick them up, leave Medicaid with the bill, the foot. Guard body, with a rubber grip, black shoddy. Pump one in the dash, make a nigga switch hobbies. A dosage, hand delivered, without postage. Bring it to your doorstep quick, on short notice. Niggas get sniped like, clog your bronchite. Show them how to rock right, with bitches are holding my street. Life.
Why'd you have to face me this way? You taught me how to survive the concrete. For how long, only time to say, forever you were part of me. Why'd you have to face me this way? I'm surprised we are alive today. For how long, who am I to say, forever you were part of me.
This is something you feel, nigga. Like the theme song from Hill Street Blues. This is real, this is Hill Street knows. How he gone and left his mom's mind struck. And now his brother not giving a fuck. Little sister giving up the butt now. Don't know at that, I want you to rest, black. Cause you can believe that Noy gon' handle that. Cause when I get him, I'ma have him. Pull out the sweeper and spray it at him. I'm no killer, you know me. But I'll be damned if I don't ride for my Cody. And then his OG scold me and told me, Coley, you keep it up and you be dead like your homie. But I gotta redeem and get this clean by any means. I never been clean, nigga. My whole clique got dirty. From the valves to the trials and the bloodied absurdity. Nigga, you heard me? This gangster, gangster.
Into the block.
Why'd you have to raise me this way? Taught me how to survive the concrete. For how long, only time to say, forever you were part of me.
To the block.
Why'd you have to raise me this way? I'm surprised we are alive today. For how long, who am I to say, forever you were part of me.
vision the canvas, I paint a picture similar to Ernie Bonds, nigga. But mine's is more ghetto, more guns, more drugs, mostly thugs. All of my thuns, they baby mom, daughters and sons. Dog blocks, put street lamps, shot the fuck out. Park benches is broke, a nigga stretched out, jumped off the roof and fell to his death, is real. Handball walls display the RIP murals, those who sling, play the shadows by the building. Devil Springs kept on going while the snow's blowing. Grams get dipped, 50s is more, cookies is broke, and spliced in large pieces for the fiends to smoke. The sunsets look beautiful over the projects, what a shame, it ain't the same where we stand at. If you look close, you can see the bricks chipped off. Sometimes niggas miss when they lick off, don't get clipped off.
Why'd you have to face me this way? You taught me how to survive the concrete. For how long would it time to take? Forever you were part of me. Why'd you have to raise me this way? I'm surprised we alive today. For how long who am I to say? Forever you were part of me.
Into my guns.
Why'd you have to raise me this way? I'm loved out to this day. For how long only time to say? Forever you were part of me.
Nigga, you know what I'm saying? Keep you healthy. I'm talking about. Hold up, that. Yo, my rap tastes good in my mouth like Deer Park for your ears to list this. You don't wanna miss this, done. Don't be a statistic. Keep your rhymes to yourself. We make fools out of niggas. And write shit to certainly a move, y'all niggas. Peace. So my son, the villains in pink houses. From Red Hook to QB, y'all know the routine. We need a movie to show how life's so ill. Every summer in the projects, we partied on the benches. A few gallons of gin and Pepsi. Remember Party Ball? That was back in like 90. We used to roll Uis, now we stuffed Dutches. Been busted, what's the discussion? Y'all niggas talk a lot of shit. Heard you on the tape frontin'. I fakes nothing. You fuck around and push the wrong button. I dedicate my days to seeing you drip blood. With low wage love, getting bold with Scarface. Killer Black, no man can fill your shoes. Now what's bad news? It couldn't get no worse. And what y'all niggas know about the turmoil? What y'all know about the blood, saw you clothes and little holes in the legs, the pants, slugs crack the shin bone. The other shots blast through your left clavicle. Melt switch suits and paint the avenues.
How you want it? Bent ski, the straight blunted. Meteor rear, raw havoc, just overdone it. And while you sitting there whispering like a little girl, fuck, waiting around till the Dutchie get twirled. We going at you, not cause we want to, cause we have to. But both the situation that you couldn't last through. If I can't have it all, then I don't want it at all. Off top, serious dog, I'm out for the brawl. Battle the world, shit, I kick a dazzle your girl. Hands of the bitch, can't then take the referral. Hit him with the pink slip, get him bent to Earl. Hennessy, got my mind locked, tighten the curl. Hold it down like Saddam, you can't search, don't care. Even with 30 worms, I'ma still appear. How you want it? Bent ski, the straight money. How you want it? Bent ski, the straight money.
Yo, my pen is sick like a heroin addict. Whenever mega spit, I exhale preciseness. Drug dealer, ghetto shit. Sweat in my hands, plus the fingers numb for measuring grams. Gun on my waist in case I see sun. Who wetted my man? I be cortexing to death. Rockin' ice with special effects. It's obvious that I was destined to rep. Yeah, my persona is the drama. My infamous conglomerates considered mad real. Niggas feelin' the Montana shit. Born official. My niggas that's gone, I miss you. I shed a tear, see y'all niggas when I get there. Yo, my son did 6 years and still didn't hit the street. I'm waiting on a day when Rikers Allen cypher's incomplete. When I can sleep with no heat hidden beneath the sheet. They can't relax with my Air Max appearing on my feet. When I rhyme, you enter my mind. Seeing niggas deep, the excellence I represent is manifested in the beat. Respect this like a Lexus G. My technique leaves my enemies stressful weeks, vexed in me, especially knowing my destiny is near. They scared to death of me, they fear to even question me. I serve them
feeling like I'm stretching kids.
How you want it? Been skied or straight blunted? How you want it? Been skied or straight blunted? How you want it? Been skied or straight blunted? How you want it? Been skied or straight blunted? Blunted.
Niggas dead and shit. The fuck else could happen, yo? I don't think once more, son. I'm up, yo. Yeah, seen it all and been through it all, yo. That's how niggas know right now. Word of the month for bread for bread. That's how it's true.
I put my lifetime in between the paper's lines. I'm the quiet storm nigga who fight rhyme. P, yeah, you heard of him, but I ain't concerned with them. Nigga, I pop more guns than you holding them. Make my route while the sun's out and scold your men. Unload 10 in broad daylight, get right. Fuck your life, hop on my 98 dirt bike. You try to stop minds from growing, I make your blood stop flowing. Take affirmative action to any ass if he asking. Now here come the MAC-10, use a dick blower. Trying to speak the done language, what the drilly with that though? It ain't banging, you hooked on Marphonics, infamous Bonics. Lying to the pop dog like you got it. You ain't a wildin' out for the night, fist thrower. Rusty Shankola, we lit this shit.
It's the real shit, shit to make them feel shit. Lump them in the club shit, have you out and out when you bump this. Drugs to your eardrum, the raw uncut. Have a nigga OD cause it's never enough. It's the real shit, shit to make them feel shit. Lump them in the club shit, have you out and out when you bump this. Drugs to your eardrum, the raw uncut. Have a nigga OD cause it's never
yo,
enough.
Yo, the P-Rock 40-inch cables, drinking white label. My chain hang down in my dick, my piece bang glass tables. Diamonds and guns before the fame duke. A nigga like me hold text, are you the same too? Going through the emotions, a gun holding, long shotguns down my pants, leg limping. Killer B, you still living. Even my pops too, he taught me how to shoot when I was 7. I used to bust shots crazy, I couldn't even look because the loud sound used to scare me. I love my pops for that, I love my nigga, he black. I take the life of anybody trying to change what's left. And through all of that, a nigga ain't scared to death. All y'all brand new niggas just scared to death. I spent too many nights sniffing coke, getting right, wasting my life. Now I'm trying to make things right. Grand, open some gates, invest in the rag business. Do things for the kids. Build a jungle gym behind the crib so they can enjoy youth. CBRs and VCRs, ATVs and big screen TVs. Nigga, please, don't make me have to risk my freedom. We worked our whole life for this. You get your shit beaten.
For real.
Cause it's the real shit, shit to make them feel shit. Lump them in the club shit, have you out and out when you bump this. Drugs to your eardrum, the raw uncut. Have a nigga OD cause it's never enough.
It go 1, 2, 3 to the 4th. That nigga P double got that shit for y'all's peoples to rock to. Stirring up pots of brew in Hell's Kitchen. I chef the impossible to serve hot plates all across the unified states. Sit down and sup with the top rap reps. We the streets just watching boy move diligent. You better walk like the nigga on the tightrope, dude. Infamous first infantry, first division, fourth mission. First assignment, give them that shit they been missing. My new additions, way bitching. Those that listen, get addicted to my diction. Fuck rhymes, I write prescriptions for your disease. Generic raps, just not potent like peas. 1,100 cc's on the throttle. I peel off, chest naked on katanas. Spaghetti head, mob niggas is full bread. Fully blown melon. In tone. I rock skeleton bone shirts and verses with thirst for worse beats so I can put more product out on the street. Get respect and love all across the board. We've been adored for keeping it raw, nothing less or more. I score every time for sure while the rest of y'all niggas just now.
This is the real shit, shit to make them feel shit. Lump them in the club shit, have you out and out when you bump this. Drugs to your ear, drum the raw uncut. Have a nigga OD cause it's never enough. It's the real shit, shit to make them feel shit. Lump them in the club shit. Have you out and out when you bump this. Drugs to your ear, drum the raw uncut. Have a nigga OD cause it's never enough.
The real hip hop.
up ahead, man. Been doing this shit, man. Life.
It's all around, and you know we get down. So everybody hit the ground before you hit a loud sound. The music.
Tell them again,
the music. It's all around, and you know we get down. So everybody hit the ground before you hit a loud sound.
Let them know, ma.
The music.
Smooth leaf, my big ink, describe foul lies, snake eyes, ready with steel at any given time, a kill, stone hearted nigga at will, done this shit real, realer than a life of pill, and losing again for real like Armageddon, text wet in your direction, your face change reflection, my whole life been destined, to show as the moon shaped crescent, caressing these raps like back rubs and bathtubs, I'm blessing, mics of all types, learn a lesson, learn from a strike, deli, like gas chambers and bangers in jail. You know the drill, QB on the hill where I chill. 41 side still real, it ain't gonna change. My niggas think long range, crack a skull frame. Simple and plain, fake niggas won't claim fame. Real niggas up north, the rock sing sing. It don't make a diff done. First nigga riff done, we hit done. Make it so shit numb, run up with my gun up. Nigga, you be done up right. QB at the end of the night. Take a turn.
It's all around, and you know we get down. So everybody hit the ground before you hit a loud sound.
Position trying to come at me sideways, but they ass backwards. Jealousy, that all that is. I see that shit a mile away, but it's all gravy. One little glitch in your plan, get hit, baby. I got enough for you, butt niggas laying in the cut like a pit. Never give up. Character ass, amateur ass, damage your ass with a touch of class. Handle that ass to aluminum bats, ruin them cats to exclusive gas, doing them cats. My tools in the back, losing it black. I be that ball cat, shining with the black gag, hitting close to my back. My whole clique stays trapped on some Queensbridge survival shit. We strike like that, full force. We blast at your main source.
And you know we get down, so everybody hit the ground before you hit a loud sound. The music, the music.
As I sit back done and think about my past, my moms had no cash and my first time catching crabs. Throughout the time when my brother got splashed, it hurt my ass to see him pass. But now I gotta keep him moving and get this cash. You better kill his ass if you wanna pass. These premises full of menaces, kid. Called the infamous, forget, but we never forget. All that fake snake shit, kid, I never regret. Cause I learned from mistakes that we got in my steps. But we pull out and cock twice, nigga, when you least expect.
Thug music. It's all around, and you know we get the down. Music. So everybody hit the ground before you hit a loud sound.
Murder music, real life situations placed on the paper for you cats rapping, acting like it can't happen. Nigga, we the most infamous. My team glows in the dark, your clicks the dullest. Overconfident, niggas get punished. Take a number and get online for drama. You wailing like you was one of my own. That shit don't mix with clashing. Make moves, handle your biz. Gun pose, take action, reach for those. Long chrome noses up, my gun blows. Your legs turn noodles, you shot a few going down, I give you that much, you went out close with no cigar. You must be a fucker retard, extending your arm in my direction. You better squeeze hard. My rank is that of utmost respect. Your niggas only know what y'all heard on cassette. Manifest words in the flesh. Niggas always see the light after they bleed a few pints. Take your most VP done. Leave them like the letter T. You won't see me run unless it's police. Now, take these words home and think it through. For the next rhyme we write might be about
you. Niggas don't confuse us, it's giving you thug music.
So niggas don't confuse us,
it's giving you thug music.
Oh my goodness.
Thug music, thug music.
That last P verse, oh my, that was...
Yo, man.
That was a hard P verse, man. I heard a lot of P verses. That was tough.
Yo, man.
The whole song, man. The whole crew on there on the last one, Thug Music.
Yeah, man.
On the Murder Music album.
Yeah, man.
Wow.
Yeah, man. QB.